Well, good morning, church family.
大家好。
What a great time of just being able to see the Lord and know that He's present with us this morning, that He's here.
非常好的感觉，今天可以感觉到神就在我们中间。
The great thing is that anytime we come to worship, we can just come as we are, as we walk into this building to meet with Him. We can just come wherever we're coming from. He's ready to meet with us.
Yeah, 我们不管从哪里来，今天早上大家从不同地方来，来到这边来，神就会跟我们碰面。
You know, this morning we're going to be in the book of Philippians, so we'll have it up on the screen here, but if you like to follow in your own Bibles, or if you like to follow on your phone, you can turn to Philippians chapter 3 this morning.
今天我们要读的经文是在腓立比书第三章，我们在荧幕上会有这个章节，你们想读自己的圣经，或者是看你们的手机，都可以的。
Lord, we ask that you would open our eyes. We desire to meet with you because you're the living God.
神，天父，我们求你开我们眼睛，因为你是活的神。
And this is your living word, and you breathe through, you inspired the Apostle Paul to write these words, so we know that they're your words.
你的话语，你是活神，你话语就是你从你的嘴巴出来的。你今天经过使徒保罗把你的话语传下来。
We pray that you would touch our hearts with this truth this morning.
我求你感动我们的心，今天早上感动我们的心。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, 1 week from today, Super Bowl 50 will be televised.
一个礼拜之后，那个橄榄球的超级杯。
The marketers are anticipating that over 110 million people will be tuning in to the Super Bowl.
这个我们预计会有 1.1 亿的人来看这个转播。
And CBS, the station that it'll be on, has said that it'll cost you $5 million for 30 seconds during the Super Bowl.
转播电台是CBS, 这个 CBS 的广告费呢？是最基本费是每30秒钟$500,000。
And as a bonus to me, my favorite team, the Denver Broncos, will be playing the Super Bowl.
这个我很高兴，我支持的球队丹佛的野马队今年打进决赛。
Yeah, I know if we were in Denver right now, the whole congregation would have been, you know, everyone would just be cheering, you know.
如果我们的教会是在丹佛市的话，今天我刚刚讲的话，大家都会鼓掌的，说好好好。
But for any NFL player, to win the Super Bowl is to reach the end.
对任何一个那个橄榄球的球员来说，能够赢得超级杯冠军，这是他们达到的终点。
For them, that is the ultimate, that is the end of the race. If you have won the Super Bowl, you have reached the end of the race.
对他们来讲，如果他们是能够拿到超级杯的冠军，这就是他们整个赛跑的过程，竞赛的过程，达到一个最高的巅峰。
And as I watch these players, I'm amazed to see what they will endure to reach the end.
我看这些球员呢，我非常的就是非常钦佩他们，他们要忍受多少的困难，能够达到这个巅。
How much they will strain and push as a team and as individuals to reach that end.
他们要努力推着自己，能够训练，经过训练才能够达到这个终点。
They will train their bodies. They will attend hours of meetings together.They will endure injuries. They will undergo surgery as an end to reach the Super Bowl.
他们呢要经过很强的体能训练，他们也常常经常要参加团队的会议，他们有时候会受伤，有时候要动过手术，经过种种的折磨才能够到达终点这个超级杯。
You must remember they're similar to, I mean, it's not a church, but it's like a body, it's a team of people. And so they will set aside personal differences. They will get into arguments, but they will set aside differences, both personal and cultural. They will work through conflict together. They will even step aside if they feel, if the team feels another player can better serve and better reach the end, they will step aside and let the other player step in, all because the vision, the end of the race, is to reach as a team the Super Bowl.
他们有时候，他们把不止把个人的差异放在旁边，有时候他们还会把自己的位置放弃，让别人来打他的位置。目的就是要想到这个团队整队的终极目标，就是要赢得那个终极的冠军。
And they will do all of this. They will set aside everything else. They will set aside family time, all of it. Because for them, the vision is greater than themselves.
他们会把这些个人的事情放在旁边，有时候把家庭的时间也放在旁边。他们因为他们有个夺标的前景，这是最重要的，就是团队可以夺标。
You know, one of the things I believe that captivates the American culture. The reason why sports somehow captivates the American culture is because people like to see, to be a part of, to see a team striving for something that is greater than themselves.
在美国，他们的文化中，这个运动呢，会有那么大的吸引力，让他们就是因为这个美国的文化呢。 他们运动员呢，他们知道说他们努力有一个更大的目标，就是群体会超过个人的利益。
You know, sometimes I feel jealous. I look at a football team like the Denver Broncos or any other team, and I think, wow, if the church could be like where we just all like let go, we sell ourselves out for just that one thing. The church would be explosive.
我看到这些橄榄球队，看看这个丹佛野马队，我想到我们的教会，要是所有的人都能够有同一个目标，一起努力的话，这我们的教会会膨胀，像爆炸一样的膨胀。But
the great thing is that it is not the National Football League's idea to be something great, to be a part of something greater, is it not?
但是这个。 很特别的，就是说这个群体比个人更大的目标，这个观念并不是从职业橄榄球开始的。To
be something that is greater than yourself originated with him.
从这个群体的目标比个人更大，这个观念呢是从神的话语开始的。And
as we look at the scriptures this morning, the Apostle Paul encourages the church of Philippi to reach, to strain towards the end of the race.
今天我们的圣经使徒保罗呢，就是激励腓立比的信徒，把这个全体的目标，为全体的目标去努力。Look
with me in chapter 3 of Philippians.
看看腓立比书第三章。
We're going to start with just verse 12. Actually, you know what I'll do is I'm going to read through just 12 through 14, and then I'm going to come back to 12, okay? It says this, I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I keep working toward the day that when I finally will be all that Christ Jesus has saved me for and wants me to be. No, dear brothers and sisters, I am not all I should be, but I am focusing all my energies on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us up to heaven.
我们要读三章十二节到十四节，等一下我们再回来看这个从十二节开始讲起。 十二节，这不是说我已经得到得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
All right, first half of verse 12 says, I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things or already have reached perfection.
十二节说，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是追求。
What Paul is aiming to do as he writes this is he's aiming to prevent a misunderstanding for the Philippians.
在保罗写这个这些话的时候，他是想要避免对避免腓立比教会信徒中有一些对误解。
Because if you look further back in your Bible, if you go back just a few verses, Paul has begun to share about who he is becoming in Christ.
在保罗在前面几节写到说他已经在神里面变成什么样的人。
He has just shared in the previous verses that he has discarded everything else in order to gain Christ.
在前面几节说，他已经放弃世界上所有的事情，为的是要得着耶稣基督。
He wants to be found in Jesus Christ and to know him in his sufferings and to know his resurrection power.
他希望在被神得着，希望知道说他在怎么样耶稣。
And he says, I want to be able to experience the resurrection from the dead.
他想知道他知道说他想要明白耶稣是受苦受难想要经历从死里面复活的经验。
And after saying this, Paul wants to make sure that the Philippians somehow do not think that he has reached some sort of spiritual perfection after just claiming what he has claimed in verses 8 through 12.
他讲这句话呢，他是不希望腓立比的信徒误解说他已经得到，就是他讲了一些话，说他已经变成已经完全了。
See, a common belief at the time when Paul wrote this was that if there were certain expressions of the Holy Spirit that was expressed through a Christian,
在那时候有个流行的观念。认为说信徒里面要是圣灵让他们能够有一些特别的能力
like if there was an expression of power like a supernatural healing a miraculous healing or speaking in tongues for example
譬如说圣灵的能力让他们能够有能够医治病或者是能够说方言
that those would somehow signify or be signs that this Christian has somehow transcended out of this corrupt worldand has somehow been made perfect.
这些特别的表现呢就是显示说就是一个记号或者是一个强调说这个信徒已经离开了这个腐败的世界进到了天国境界。
Paul was concerned that the Philippians would take some of the cultural beliefs that existed at the time and then also would take Christianity and somehow fuse them together to, in their understanding, that he had said, well, I've reached this spiritual perfection.
保罗就怕说那时候跟腓立比的信徒呢，一方面把流行的观念以及圣经上所说的把它混在一起，结合在一起，让别人觉得说保罗已经是进入一个完全的境界了。
And that is why Paul says directly to them, he says outright, I am not saying that I have obtained this or have already been made perfect.
所以呢，保罗直接对这些腓立比的信徒说，我不是已经得着了，或者说我已经完全了。他告诉他们不是的。
And this is the Apostle Paul who wrote 13 books in the Bible.
这是使徒保罗。使徒保罗写了圣经中的十三本书。
The one who God called to take the gospel to the Gentiles.
他是被神呼召把福音传到外邦人中间去的。
And he was saying, "Look, church, just understand. I am still, there is still work for the Lord to do in me.
他要告诉这个腓立比教会说，注意啊，我还是神还有工作在我身上。
There are still portions of my character that the Lord needs to shape within me.
我身上还有很多一些部分，个性的部分，神要有工作来做改造我。
In order for me to be the person that God intended me to be.
这样才能让我成为神想要我成为的一个人。
You know, I met this past week, I met with a brother in Christ. He was a follower of Jesus.
刚刚过去这礼拜，我遇到一个基督徒，
And he was sharing with me his journey, his story.
他跟我分享他这个属灵上面的经历。
This brother was from Flint, and he grew up as part of a church family in Flint.
这个弟兄呢，他是Flint 的人，Flint 离这边大概40-50公里，40-50迈。他在一个基督徒的家庭生长。
And so he grew up in a Christian family, much like many of the young people here do.
像你们很多在这中间的年轻人，在基督教家庭里面长大。
And in fact, his father was the pastor of the church.
他的父亲是一个牧师。
And he shared that at the end of his journey, at the end of his high school, where he was at his journey in high school was that he said, at the end of high school, I was very familiar with the law.
他在分享这个他的信仰之路。他说，在他高中毕业的时候呢，他非常对这个神的律法非常熟悉。
He said, much like the Pharisees, I knew, I understood what the Bible was saying. I knew the law.
说就像一个法利赛人，我知道神怎么说，我知道神的律法是什么。
He knew what the Bible would say would be wrong about his life. He knew what the Bible would say would be wrong about others' lives.
他知道神说你的生活里面是什么是错的，神也告诉他说别人的生活里面什么是错的。
He said, "But you know what? I didn't understand what grace was."
But 但是那个弟兄告诉我说，你知道吗？但是我不晓得神的恩典是什么。
He said in high school, he was a part of the Reserved Officers Training Corps, called ROTC.
他在高中的时候，他是他加入了美国的预备军官训练营。
So part of this was to train you to become an officer for the Navy. And so after high school, he decided to leave Flint and go into the Navy.
这个训练，他的参加训练是美国海军的预备军官训练，所以高中毕业的时候，他加入了海军。
And he said it was there, it was the first time that he truly began to mix with other kinds of people.
他说那是他一辈子第一次离开家，进入一个地方，跟各种各样的人混在一起。
You know, when you're in the Navy, there's people coming from all different kinds of backgrounds, rich and poor, all different kinds of cultural backgrounds from all different states.
在海军里面，那些他的其他的同伴呢，不管是有的是从有钱的、没钱的，各种各样文化的背景的人都来了。
He said it was good. I mean, in some ways, it took him outside the world that he'd been living in.
从某一方面来说是好的，把他从一个关闭的一个环境带到一个外面的世界来。
But he said in the Navy, he would actually, there'd be women who'd be interested in him, and he'd go out on dates with women.
在海军训练的时候，他可以看到碰到遇到很多女性，他有些女性他跟他们一起出去约会。
And he said when he would go out on dates with women, he would treat them like he had been trained to treat women. He'd treat them as a gentleman.
他说他跟那些女性去约会的时候，他从小被训练成就是说对女性要像绅士一样，所以他对那些女性就像绅士一样。
But he said as he's dating these women and he's treating them with such respect, he said some of the women would be disappointed.
他说很奇怪的，他对那些女性非常尊敬，但是那些有些女性呢就非常失望。
And he said at first I didn't understand why when I'd be treating these women with such respect and dating them, why they were disappointed that I'd be treating them with such care and such respect.
他说我开始不能了解为什么我对那些女性呢非常尊敬，非常守礼，但是他们会对我非常失望。
It was just a different thinking, a different life for him.
他是说这个非常就是说非常不同的想法，不同的生活世界。
And he said, soon I began to understand that there was a whole new world, and I actually began to drift away from God.
他说我了解这个世界有另外一个世界，我慢慢的就偏离了神。
He said, I began to live any way I wanted to, and I did whatever I wanted to do.
我就照我的意思，照我想要的去生活去过活，就去约任何想要的女孩子。
He found himself in a relationship with a woman, and she became pregnant.
他就是又跟了一个女朋友固定下来，那个女孩子怀孕了。
But you know, he still had that background. He still grew up in the church. He still knew what God had wanted for him. Deep in the background, he had that.
但是呢，这个他实际上还有他生长的背景，还有他神的背在背后，让他的神一直在后面看着他。
And he said, basically, I live for myself.
他说但是根本的我就是为我自己而活。
One evening, his father called him up on the phone.
一个晚上，他的父亲打电话给他。
And he said that he'd been praying, he'd been meeting with the Lord.
他说他父亲说我一直在祷告，在跟神。
And he said to his son, he said, son, I have a sense that God is going to remove all that hinders you.
那父亲说我感觉神会把你跟神之间的阻碍全部拿开。
And he said, okay, dad, you know, like whatever you're saying, you know, okay.
他说老爸随便你怎么讲。
He said within 3 hours of his dad calling, his girlfriend woke up and was in pain.
他说电话挂掉之后三个小时他的女朋友在床上醒来说告诉他说我非常的痛。
And he said, being the selfish person that I was, he said, I told her just to roll over and go back to sleep.
我这个人是很自私的。那时候我一看过来，我说翻个身继续睡吧。
And she said, no, I'm really in a lot of pain.
女朋友说，不，我非常的痛。
And so he took her to the hospital.
所以他把她带到医院去。
And so they were in the operating room, and even though she was 5.5 months pregnant, her body was telling her that this baby was coming.
他们在手术房里面，虽然说他女朋友只怀孕5个半月，但是他女朋友的身体已经准备把这个小孩子生下来了。
But he said the baby was being born breech.
这个婴儿呢是头上屁股朝下的。
So they were able to get the baby out, and they took the baby and began to work on the baby.
他们手术把那个小婴儿拿出来，他们马上就去想要救这个小婴儿。
But he didn't make it.
但是那个男婴呢是没有救活。
So it was his only. He has currently now he's got 4 girls. He said that was it's the one. He had a boy at one point.
他这个弟兄现在有4个女儿，但是那个是一个男孩。
So when the baby had passed, they asked his girlfriend if she would like to hold the baby.
这个男婴死了，他们就问这个女朋友说，你要不要抱抱这个婴儿
？And she held him, and then they asked him, "So would you like to hold the baby?"
这个女朋友抱着婴儿的时候，他们问这个弟兄说，你要不要抱抱这个婴儿
？And he said yes.
他说 ，Yeah, 我要抱着。
So he's holding his son.
他抱着他的儿子。
He said at that point. He said I discovered what mercy.He said, I felt like God was telling me, this is my mercy, and this is my consequence.
这个时候他说他这个时候他明白什么是恩典，什么是慈爱。那个神告诉他说，这就是我的恩典与 这个事的结果。
He had a sense that it was like, he said, this baby could have been you.
神告诉他说，这个男婴可能就会是你。
But I spared you because I have plans for you.
但是我赦免你。Did you say repent?
No, you said I had plans for you.
And
you know, when I was listening to him, it still reminded me of like the story of David and Bathsheba. It's just this incredible story of both mercy and grace, and also just consequence.
这就让我想到这个大卫以及拔示巴的故事，这个非常强烈的故事。充满了慈爱、恩典以及结果。
But he said it was then. See, it was then that he had read about God's mercy before. He had read about God's grace. But that's when he understood it.
这个弟兄呢，以前读过好多次神的恩典，但是这个时候呢，他才明白神的恩典与慈爱。
You see, for this brother, God has more for him. He has an end point. He sees this brother. God sees him as his finished whole person of who he is to be when he is done.
神在这个弟兄身上有个计划，他让他看到往前看，往前看，最后看到了终极的目标，他知道那个是终极的目标。
But he has not reached the end of the race yet.
但是这弟兄还没有到达那个终点。
And just like Apostle Paul said, look, I just want to let you know that even though I'm the authority, even though I'm the apostle, God still has work in me to do.
就像这个保罗说对着哥林多说信徒腓立比信徒说我虽然这是终点，但是我还没到终点，我还不是完全的。神在我身上还有工作要做。
And it's encouraging because you think of anyone, you look at, you read what Apostle Paul wrote, you think, if anyone would be done, if anyone would have the maturity, it would be Apostle Paul. But look, it just reminds me that he was not complete. And again, look at ourselves, we have not yet been made complete.
你就想想，如果说这世界上有人可以称作完全的话，那非保罗莫属。他写了这么多书，他一定是就是最先到达终点的。不过他说他自己还没有，他没有到达终点，他们还继续往前走。
Okay, so for all the weaknesses, all the shortcomings that you know about yourself now, and all the weaknesses and the faults and the shortcomings that you know about the person next to you, turn to the person next to you, look at the person next to you, just for a moment.
对，你们看看自己有缺点，有短处。自己还看看别人别人的短处缺点，你现在转向对你的旁边的，转到面向你们旁边的邻座。
I know with translation you've been looking at him a long time now, but like, okay, what am I supposed to do? But just say, we're not finished yet. Look at the person next to you, we're not finished yet.
一起讲说我们还没有到达终点。
Yeah, because church, we're not done yet. We're not finished yet. We're still in the place of process, okay?
对，对我们这个教会来讲，我们还没有到了终点，我们还在继续工作我们还没有到。
We can also say, not that I have already obtained all of this.
I'm sorry.
We can also say, not that I have already obtained all this. Okay, we as a church can say that to ourselves.
对说我们可以说，今天我们还没有得到我们应该得到的。
When we look at some of the heroes of the Bible, when we look at the Apostle Paul, and we understand that not even he had been perfected yet, it helps us to understand that we're still in need of his grace. We still need him to minister to us. And it also helps us to understand that we can also extend grace to each other.
我们看看这个圣经里面的英雄人物，看看保罗，他们都还没有完全得到他们该得神要他们得到的。所以我们看看今天我们自己。我们可以想到这个神的恩典，我们可以对别人也一样有一样的恩典与慈爱。
When Paul says, I haven't obtained all this yet, it helps us to extend grace to our spouse who's not yet finished, or our family who are still in progress, or to one another, because the church, we as OCC are not yet done.
我们想到这些英雄人物都还没有达到完全，我们就想到我们自己可以把这个恩典慈爱给我们的配偶，给我们的家庭，也可以给我们周遭的人，这个整个教会可以往终点去。
See, but Paul also speaks of, in a positive way, what he is doing in light of his incompleteness.
保罗也说到有非常正面的，即使他是不完全，但他在做什么，怎么样去想要达到往前走。
Look with me in the second half of verse 12 and into 13, he says this, But I keep working toward the day, that day, when I will finally be all Christ Jesus saved me to be.
保罗说，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着耶稣基督所以得着我的。
No, dear brothers and sisters, I am not all I should be, but I am focusing all my energies on this one thing, just one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead.
弟兄们，我不是已经认为已经得着了，我只有一件事情，全力的追求，忘记背后，努力向前。
The language that Paul uses in the Greek when he's speaking is language that's often used in the athletic realm.
在保罗写这个书信，他的文字呢，用语呢，常常是跟着运动有关系的。
When he says, I'm looking. The word says, I'm looking forward. He says, I'm forgetting the past. I'm looking forward to what lies ahead.
他的话讲说，我忘记后面的，往前看，是往前，继续往前的动作。
That word looking forward, at least in the New Living Translation, it's looking forward, it is the Greek epektomai.
努力向前，在希腊里面刚刚牧师讲的话。
It means that it's a little translation is to stretch out or to strain forward.
意思就是说向前伸展，是努力用力去往前去。
Paul understands that he's not yet the picture of who he is not yet the one who God wants him to be yet, but what he is doing, he says, I am straining, I am reaching for who God wants me to be.
保罗说他还不是神要他成的样子，但是他呢努力的用尽全力的要往那个方向去动。
All of you desire who God envisioned you to be. You want that. You desire that.
大家你们都会想到说，希望成为神要你们成为的样式。
So the Olympics are coming up in 2016. This coming summer in Rio.
今年2016的奥运会。将要在那个巴西的里约开始进行。
And you'll notice, we can bring up the picture. You'll notice these runners, these sprinters are practicing this same thing day after day. They're training.
这些短跑选手呢，每天都在训练，一直训练，一样的就要一直训练。
And there you see a picture of Usain Bolt.
你看到前面领先的是一个短跑名将 Usain Bolt。
But you notice the runners at the end, what the runners train, what they do again and again, and I'm assuming that the coaches would train this again and again, is at the end, right, they're running, and then they reach, right? At the end, when you're close, I don't know, I'm sure that they have the timing perfect. When they know that there's the tape there, they strain, they reach out forward towards the end to break the finish line.
那个教练与他们一直训练，这个在达到终点的快到终点的时候，他们要把身体往前伸展，能够如果这边有一条那个标线带的时候，在那边他们要伸展他们身体去能够碰到这个标线的终点。
And that is what Paul saying that he is doing. What he is doing is like I I don't know exactly how I will look when I'm finished, when I'm complete, when I'm whole in the Lord. But what I do know is I am forgetting what's behind me. I'm forgetting my past, and I am reaching towards that person whom I want to be, who God wants me to be.
保罗说，我不知道神，我将来神要我成的样子是什么样子，我也不知道我会变成什么样子。但是呢，我知道了，我是要努力的往前去达到了标杆，在中间呢，放弃不要想到后面的事情，一直努力的，就是要伸展到神要我成为的样式。
And this is what we must do as we walk with the Lord, as we journey with Him, as we strain towards whom God wants us to be.
这就是我们在走神的道路的时候，我们在这个一起往前走的时候，就是要想到我们要达到那个神要我们成为的样子。
And then as a church family, because Paul addresses the church, he's like, hey, he always addresses the plural as a family, as a church, both as the city of Philippi, both as the church family, strain together as what he wants the church to be at the end.
保罗就是告诉他我们这个教会要一起，他想要告诉他腓立比的教会，你们要整个教会要一起的努力往前伸展到尽力到你的终点。
So we must stretch out toward what is ahead.
我们要伸展到前面的标杆。
So we don't know, we know what it looks like in a foot race. I just showed you a picture of what it looks like when they're just like just stretch forward. We know what that looks like. That's easy, right? We can see that, we can visualize that in our minds.
我刚刚告诉你们，我们像一个跑步的选手，他到终点的时候要往前伸展，我们可以看到这个图画是蛮清楚的。
But what could it mean for us in our day-to-day lives? I mean, obviously we're not in our real lives. So what does that mean for us in our lives?
但是这个运动呢，这个动作呢，跟我们的日常生活有什么关系呢？我们是这样子吗？
Well, you don't have an exact picture. I don't have an exact picture of what you will look like when you are finished.
我没有一个确定图画，你们在那个时候会是成什么样子？
On that day when you are all God intended for you to be，
在那一天你们成为神要你们成为的样子，那个图画是什么样子？
Sometimes I wish I had that, and I wish I could give you that because it's unique to you。
有时候我真的希望我会有那个图画，我可以给你们那个图画，因为每一幅图画给个人都是特别的，独单一的。
But you know, we do have a clear revelation of what perfection looks like.
我们有一个我们有，但是我们有个图画，就说成为完全是什么样子的。
We have a clear revelation of what the perfect human being looks like.
我们有一个图画能够描述我们一个描述一个完全的人是什么样子。
We can look at.We can go, okay, I don't know what I'm going to look like when I'm done, but we can look at Christ. We can look at Jesus and say, look, when we look at his character, the things that he valued, the ways that he spent his time, you know, we can look at him and go, I'll probably look real similar. I'll be me, I won't be Jesus, but I'll look something like him.
我们想到，我们不知道我们成为完全人是什么样子，但是我们有个例子。我们可以看看耶稣，看看耶稣的个性，看看耶稣的生活，看看他怎么样花他的时间。我们不一定能够成为像耶稣一模一样，但是我们可以成为像他，类似像他的样子。
So when you ask yourself, what does it mean for me? If you ask yourself now, what does it look like for me this week to strain to the end of the race? Like what am I supposed to do? What am I when you ask that question to yourself?
所以呢，我们想想这个跟我我要怎么做才能够这样子？才能想想这个礼拜我要做什么才能够真正像伸展的向前努力向前？这是我们要怎么做
？If you ask how would that be expressed in me this week? How does it mean to like for this week to strain towards what I think would be how God would want me to be when I'm done?
再想想我们这个礼拜怎么样可以经过我们表现出神将来要我们成为的样式。
You can go into the Gospels and you can take a look at Jesus Christ, his character, how he spent his time, who he was, his love for people, and you can go, that's how I want it to be expressed.
我们可以看看福音书，看看耶稣，他的个性，他怎么样花他时间，他怎么样过他的生活，他怎么样一个人，我们可以想，这样我们是，我们也希望我们能够一样的过我们的日子。
And then you allow the Holy Spirit, you allow the Spirit to give you the specifics of that. You go, just tell me, Lord.
Yeah, 你可以让圣灵来告诉你的什么样特别的事情，你可以做，让说告诉我，圣灵告诉我。
But I have noticed a couple of things. I've noticed a couple of things that straining forward to what lies ahead, what it means. I've noticed a couple of things.
我可以注意到一两件事情，我们可以做的就是前面看看我们可以怎么样去做，然后就像我们可以努力达到标杆。
First is leaving that place of comfort. Okay.
第一个就是离开你们安全舒适的环境。
I've noticed that oftentimes when a person or a couple, a married couple or a family or a church family matures, it's often when he, she, they choose to move out of that place that's just so comfortable.
我注意到常常成长是个人成长，或者是夫妻的成长，或者是一个家庭，或者一个整个教会的家庭的成长，常常是因为这些人呢。
It requires us to move into kind of the unknown. So is there a place for you that is like, oh, that looks a little bit outside of me, a little bit beyond me? Is there a place that God is drawing you to because he wants you to become who you want, he wants you to be?
常常成长就是要离开，就是说到一个不知道的地方去。 不熟悉的地方，这个是神常常是神要把我们带到一个地方，让我们成长。
And I know what it's like. I know that like who naturally goes into a place that's like, oh, I mean, some of us are better than others of like moving into a place that's just not comfortable. But thank God, by God's grace, sometimes He just does it for us, right? He's like, you don't have a choice. I'm going to move you out into a place that's not so comfortable.
我知道这个是困难的，有些人比别人容易一些，可以到不陌生的地方。但是呢，还好我们很好的神，有他可以做，他常常让你就把你搬到一个地方你不熟悉的地方去了。
Look at example after example, character after character in the Bible where God moves them out of the place where they're just this is the norm that they experience in life, and He moves them to a place where it's just unfamiliar.
在圣经里面有许多的例子，也有许多的人物，神就把他们从他们的安全环境、舒适的环境搬到另外一个地方去，这是一个神的一个方式。Second
important thing that I've noticed in straining forward, and this is definitely related to leaving that place of comfort.
另外一件事情也跟着离开安全区有关系的，我注意到的。
Is that motion? Is a part of it. Motion.
就是行动，行动是这个一部分。
You know, one interesting question to ask, and I was asked this question maybe a couple of weeks ago, is if you were to teach a person to be a follower, okay? If you were teaching a person to be a disciple.
这个我就想到说，如果说你要一个新的信徒，你要教他成为一个 门徒的话,
what would be the first thing that you would show them? What would be the first thing that you would teach them, you know?
你会教他第一件事情，你会教他什么呢?
Okay, so a person has just, the Holy Spirit has renewed their heart. They made a profession of faith to Jesus Christ.
这个一个人刚刚从基督重生，然后也口里面承认，相信这个基督。
Where would you lead them in the process of being a disciple? Like, what would you show them first?
对,
this is how you follow Jesus.
怎么样带他成为一个信徒，走这个天路，是怎么样子让他成长？你要教他什么东西？
Would you teach them the to study God's word? Would you teach him to pray?
你会教他读神的话语呢？还是会教他去祷告呢？
And you wouldn't be off track in teaching someone how to talk with the Lord or teaching someone how to understand who God is.
你不管你不会这两件事情都不会带他们偏离神的道路。
However, after Jesus called his disciples, he didn't teach them immediately how to pray.
但是基督呼召了他门徒来的时候，他没有马上教他们怎么祷告。
He had them out there ministering with him almost immediately.
他把他带进那个到服事的工厂里面去，马上就带他进入服事的工厂。
Much of their growth, much of their straining forward towards what God would have them to be.Came about in experiencing just the life with Jesus, like ministering.
这个他们的要伸展到终极的那个终点的那个过程呢，就是跟神跟基督在一起，去在在一起服事，一起经历生命。
Jesus taught them as he went.
耶稣一边教他们一边做。
It had motion and movement to it, right? I mean, like Jesus and his disciples, the disciples were just going with him, and he would talk to them as he was ministering, and as they were out on the field, as they were ministering.
这就有行动的因素在里面。耶稣一方面教他们，一方面去做，一方面就是做神的工。
Leaving that place of comfort and movement seemed to be keys in forgetting what's behind us and stretching forward to what is ahead.
就是离开自己舒适的地方，然后开始行动。这两件事情就是看起来就是这个重要的因素。这个因素是说要忘记后面的，努力向前。
A few verses down from the passage that we just read, it says Paul says we must be sure to obey the truth we have learned already.
在后面几节里面说十六节里面说，我们一定要我们到了什么地步，就当到什么地步行。
So in other words, go ahead and carry out in your lives what you know to be true already.
也就是说，换句话说，也就是说就行动在你的生命里面行动。
We have not been yet made complete.
我们还没有成为神要我们的完全地步。
We must stretch out towards what is ahead.
我们必须努力向前。
And we are to stretch out toward the end of the race for which we are called.
我们必须努力向前，达到神要呼召我们成为的样子。
Verse 14 says this, I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us up to heaven.
14节读到最后，我们要向着标杆直跑，要得到神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏。
In the Old Testament, what God was calling Israel to be was to be His people. I will be your God, you will be my people. That was His calling on them.
在旧约里面，神呼召以色列人来成为他子民。他说：“我是你的神，你要成为我的子民。”
In the New Testament, he calls us into fellowship, perfect fellowship with himself.
在新约里面，他呼召我们跟他有完全的契合。
Because today, we see God imperfectly.
今天我们看神看不完全。
The scriptures say that when we look at God, and maybe you feel this sometimes, when you look at God, it's like through dark glass.
在圣经里面讲今天我们看神，像经过一个黑色的玻璃看神。
Or it's like looking in a fogged up mirror, like when you're shaving, you can't quite see yourself.
或者是有点像这个雾气盖满的镜子，你看镜子的时候看不清楚。
One of the things God is calling us towards is so that we could see Him so clearly. Like right now, sometimes when you pray and I pray and I just like I can't I don't know what you're saying, God. I'm asking you, I'm seeking you, but I just want to know what you're saying. I know what you want, you know. I'm listening. I'm straining. I'm leaning forward to hear what you're saying, but I just can't hear you.
神呼召我们最终的目的是会让我们清清楚楚看到他， 但是目前呢，我们看不到他，看不清楚他，所以我们祷告的时候，我们祷告了，我们听到神讲了，但是我们不知道很清楚的知道他在讲什么，我们听不到。
Or maybe sometimes you see God working, and then other times in your life you're like, I just want to see you at work.
有时候你看到神的工作，但是你其他时间你想说，我真希望看到你的工作。
It's just like what the song said that we were singing at the end. We were like singing, "Open the eyes of my heart." It's like I want to see you. I just want to see you so clearly.
就像刚才我们诗歌唱的，说啊，开启我的心眼来看到你。我真是有时候想要看到他。
See, and that's what we're aiming for. That's the prize. That's the end. That's what we're striving. That's what we're reaching for. That's what we're straining for. Is that we would see him. We would see him.Like it is described in Revelations, where we just see him so clearly. It's like, this is the first time I was just seeing you with just such clarity. I can hear your voice, I can see you, and I'm with you.
就是说我们可以看到将来我们的目标或者是我们的终点，我们可以想到这个终点就在那边，这目标就在那边，我们要努力往前走，但是我们真想说我们可以看到你，可以听到你。
At the end of the race, the Bible says we'll see him with perfect clarity.
在终点到达的时候，圣经说我们可以看到他，看到神，非完全清清楚楚的看到神。
He calls us into fellowship with himself. He calls the New Testament. God calls us into His kingdom.
在新约里面说哦招我们的时候，他说我们可以看到他的天国。
At the end of the race, the church will be there.
在终点到时候。那个我们的教会也会在那边。
It says every nation will be there, every tribe and people and language, and we'll all be in front of the throne.
全世界不管是各国各族，还有说各种语言的人，都会站在前宝座羔羊的宝座前面。
And we'll all be praising him.
我们都会颂赞他。
OCC, this church family will all look differently. We'll all have a different feel to us. We'll all look a little bit different than we look right now.
我们这个教会里面，我们 OCC 的教会里面，每一个人都会在那边，每一个人都有不同的就是跟现在稍微不同，看起来不一样。
Because we'll all be whole. We'll all be complete. Not only as individuals, but as a family. We'll be complete. It'll be like who...God intended OCC. It's like this is what OCC will be done look like when they are finished.
这个时候呢，我们教会会成为一个完全的一体。每一个人都不一样，但是这个教会会是一体的，是完全的，会往前走。那个时候，我们就到了终点。
So what we do is we stretch out towards that picture.We reach towards that picture. We strain towards that. You look at Revelation 7 when you see the church and they're all together. They're side by side. Asians, Africans, Australians, you know, just everybody. Everyone's all together, side by side. You reach towards that. You strain. Like, this is what we'll look like when we're all done. And I see what that looks like and I'm gonna strain towards it. I'm gonna like, reach towards it.
这个就是这个终点。我们要努力去伸展，去达到这个终点。在这时候呢，我们的教会就会在那边，其他各种各样的教会，不管是亚洲的、非洲的、美国的、各种各样的教会、都会在那边。大家同样的一起到了这终点，这是我们要努力达到这个终点。
Father God, I pray that you would help us, empower us. Lord, we thank you for your grace.We are incomplete, but we give thanks to you that you are such a merciful and patient and gracious God. We thank you that you have sent your Holy Spirit because your Holy Spirit is the one. He is the one who is giving us the power and the way to grow, to mature, to be the ones we are meant to be. But Lord, may it be...That we participate with you, that we go with you. We don't go against you, that we like open our hearts, open our arms, open our minds, so that we would journey with you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.